Well, John, Tyrone back in action this weekend. The game under their belt at home in Healy Park, All Ireland champions. You know, everything's stacked in their favour.
Aye, well, Tom, I suppose it's strange that, as you just said there, you know, a game under our belt and we're heading for the next round and it's still in April. So it's a bit surreal, Tom, in this situation. But yes, Tom, under, you know, we're All Ireland champions, obviously, and we're under pressure to go and get a result here now in Healy Park. But look, Tom, we have to be confident in what we've got, to be fair. Like, you know, the players are still there. Obviously, we've lost a lot of players from the panel, but, you know, the structure of the team are still there, the players are still there, and the fact that we got a game under our belt is going to definitely probably stay, you know, help us on the process. Like,
yeah, and obviously going out though without Conor Myler, a big loss. I know Peter Hart's back, going to be no Matty Donnelly. Doubts about Richie Donnelly as well.
Well, injuries wise, yeah, we're under pressure. Obviously, we got Conor McKenna's back from suspension, but Myler's a serious loss, Tom. He was, you know, in my opinion, last year he was our player of the year, and he's a playmaker for us, Tom. So he's a big loss. Peter Hart's obviously back. Peter, you know, wasn't there against Fermanagh. You know, Peter again, he's playing better football than he's ever played for Tyrone in the past couple of years. So good to have him back. But personnel wise, now Myler's is a big loss. That's the scary thing about it, the fact that he's not there. So it'll be interesting, Tom, to see who replaces him. And come in, because like, we have to remember this Derry team are, you know, they're still laced with some great, you know, you think the likes of McCaig, you know, centre back for them, like Conor Glass is a man that's making moves, and obviously up front, you know, the likes of McGuigan and you know, players like that, they've got big players, Tom, too. So although they've lost a few too, the likes of McFall has gone from them, and I hear McKendis is leaving them, so you know they're faced with these problems as well that we're faced. So, you know, it's pretty much the same. They're pretty much kind of the game the same way. They've lost players. You know, they're hoping and praying that obviously that they can get their game right against us, Tom, too. Like, I know that by all accounts that Rory has these boys psyched out of their heads over this past few months. You know, since the draw has basically been made, that that he has them going from every training session. It's all about Tyrone, which is, I suppose that's a good thing in a manager, that he knows himself what to focus on, and he's got the players focused on what they have to do. So, you know, that has them in the right frame of mind. So, Tom, as I say, Tyrone would obviously need to be thinking about the same. As I would say, the test is there for Tyrone this year. You know, that every game they're going to be playing, there's a big scalp to beat. So, as I would say about players, if you ask a player about, you know, how you feeling, are you good for this? And players will always say, I'm up for them. I'm keen. We're keen to go. We want to get and prove that we're the best team, whatever. But I always think the proof of the pudding, Tom, is in the eating of it. And the eating will be done on Sunday. And it'll not be until Sunday that we'll realise that these Tyrone boys are really up for the hard road, because there's no doubt about it, this Derry team will be at us, hammer and tongs, Tom. They will be fighting for every ball. So the test, the big test, will be in Sunday for Tyrone, whether they can pass this or not. I can't predict it, but I would be concerned with one or two of the injuries we have, and obviously, you know, the loss we have that last year, and the strength of our team last year was you were able to call on the likes of McCann and Bradley and a couple of them players. They're not there anymore, so. It's a test, Tom, that I'll be honest with you, it's not a game that I could predict, to be honest, but all we're doing is hoping.
Yeah. You mentioned there Gareth McKendless is supposed to be leaving. Rory Gallagher has denied that this week, I think, to the media in Derry. So that remains to be seen. Kieran McFall, he's been a big player for them. He's a big player for Glen.
He was tremendous from that last through the league, Tom. Just the McKendless thing, I was in Derry the day and I met a fella in one of the cafes, and we're just chatting, and he thought he was considering America. So listen, we'll not know until Sunday either, but Tom, as I say, I've mentioned a couple of players in that team, the likes of, you know, Chris McCaig's one of the best top players in Ulster. He's been there for his club and his county for years, and like he makes them tick back, you know, back there, and he'll be given a role probably to pick up somebody next, maybe McShane or whatever. So like, you know, he will definitely be a big factor, but you know, I think we've seen the caliber of Shane McGuigan as well. The loss they had against Galway in the last match of the league, that without him you know, their scoring threats. It's you know, the same against Galway, but he's there, and he's going to be firing on all cylinders. So, you know, defensively, we need to be on our top of the game to stop the likes of him. So, as I say, they're a formidable force, Tom, and you know, they should have possibly, apart from maybe a refereeing decision, they could have been in Division One this year as well. But I would say, you know, Brian and Fergal are looking at them and thinking, you know, this is a Division One team, boys, and that'll be their mantra through this past few weeks. These boys are definitely, you know, they're a top team, and we need to be on our top game to beat them. Like,
yeah, and in terms of Healy Park, is it worth a point or two?
I don't know, Tom. In my playing days, Tom, I would never consider Healy Park as anything special. You know, it was, I don't know, maybe back in them days, home ground was never mentioned much. You know, the way they talk about Balbafay, like, I remember us going to play in Balbafay, and I wouldn't have thought twice about Balbafay being a hard team to go, hard place to go and won. So I'm not sure about how Healy Park is. No, I'll be honest with you, Tom, I would not consider Healy Park a fortress for anybody coming there. I don't think the Derry will be too concerned either. Like, I remember 86, we played Derry in the first round, and just by a fortuitous, I wouldn't say, Noamagain wouldn't be happy to say this, but Noamagain scored a screamer of a goal, and we were facing possibly a defeat that day. Noamagain scored a great goal from about 30, 40 yards out. So if we played them that day, and they were there firing on all cylinders, and there was no concern about where they were playing it, you know. So I wouldn't consider the Healy Park factor at all, Tom. It's not like, you know, nowadays, you know, when you look at Armagh coming to Balbafay, that was a big factor for Armagh to come. They knew themselves. Donegal had an amazing record and McCool Park, and they weren't that confident about coming and beating them there, and look what happened. But as far as Tyrone goes, Healy Park's not a fortress for us, Tom, I'll be honest with you.
Are you worried about Sunday?
I'll be concerned, Tom, definitely. The fact that I would give Rory Gallagher a lot of credit. I still feel Rory Gallagher is a top manager, Tom, and he'll have his homework done down to a T. He will have these boys, this Tyrone team, he'll have them well and truly sussed out. Obviously, as I said, he will have his own team, you know, sacked out of their heads. I'll take you back to last year, Tom. You know yourself, Donegal, Derry last year. Rory should have got Derry over the line that day. You know, he had them up for it. You could see they were biting at the bit to do it. For him, unfortunately, it didn't happen. But so I'm expecting the same thing on Sunday. He'll have his team well and truly geared for a defeat. And I know myself, I've talked to him a few times over the years on his management when he was involved with Jim, and he would talk to me about things that they would have been looking at when Mickey was the manager, and they're always nearly one step ahead of Mickey sometimes. And whether that was Jim McGuinness or whether it was Rory Gallagher, I'm not too sure what they had, you know, these things they had in their heads. And he was able to tell me a few things that they had been doing. So he's that type of a coach, Tom. That in fairness to him, as I say, I would rate him as a coach, and I think he'll have every trick in the book ready for us on Sunday. Like.